Now, here's a little bit about the game. The object of the game is to beat the dealer. To do this, you must obtain a total that is greater than the dealer's, but doesn't exceed 21. The dealer must draw cards totaling a minimum of 17. Whoever's the closest to 21 wins that particular hand. So, the skill for the player lies in deciding how many cards he or she should draw, relative to the degree of risk. Now, as is my nature, I wanted to investigate for myself whether or not it was possible to gain an edge over the dealer without initially referring to textbooks on the subject. So, I proceeded to deal out thousands of hands, analysing every possible permutation. After 6 months, I'd studied 100,000 hands. I never intended to deal so many cards, but once I started, I was overcome with a relentless urge to continue playing and amassing results. The only way to test my theories satisfactorily was to carry out thousands of individual trials. Now, you may find the thought of devoting so much time to a card game pretty ridiculous, or at least a trifle excessive. I often wondered at the time what was really keeping me going. I think I know now, and it's quite uncanny. After I carried out all these experiments, I came across a 1932 newspaper article about the game of bridge. In December of that year, the London Evening Standard published a series of five articles by a Dr. E. Gordon Reeve on the review system for contract bridge. Now, it was invented by Gordon himself, and in the article he says the following: 3 years of illness gave me the opportunity to work out the possibilities of scoring game. I dealt 5,000 hands, and each hand was played by all four players, north, south, east and west, in all the denominations respectively. Thus, the results of 100,000 combinations of hands were tabulated. Now, it was a strange feeling coming across such a precedent. It was also comforting to know that I wasn't the only person fanatical enough to be lured into the monotonous world of card permutations. But imagine the shiver that went down my spine when I discovered that this man, who I had never met, he died in 1938, was in fact my grandfather. Well, after dealing out about 100,000 hands, I felt I got to know the heart and soul of blackjack. Every aspect of the game had been dissected and held up to the light. What I'd been doing was I'd developed a basic card counting strategy, and I got it to the point where if I raised my stake at the right time, in other words, if low cards had gone and high cards were due to come out, then I'd get an advantage of about 1%, or $1 for every $100 bet. This was just enough to show a profit. So, I began by joining as many clubs as I could all over the country of England. Now, profits were modest to begin with, but there were other perks of the job. I embarked on a pleasant tour of the casinos along the south coast, enjoying what I call free evenings. My profit would cover the cost of travel, meals and drinks. Now, it wasn't long before I was targeting the Midlands and certain London clubs, and returning most mornings with a reasonable profit. Now, the strategy was working. More importantly, the casino managers appeared to be tolerating my presence. I began to earn a good living, about $750 to $1,000 a week, and I was learning to ride the ups and downs. Well, I remember getting off to a particularly bad start on my first visit to a club in the Midlands. Within half an hour, I was $750 down. Well, I decided that a good dinner was in order. So after dining on a sumptuous steak washed down with a delightful wine, I was pleasantly surprised to find that my dinner bill had been taken care of by the manager. Now, this is called comping in the States. Now, he'd spotted a gambler with potential. Managers do this from time to time to encourage you to gamble even more money. Well, I returned to the blackjack table and not only recouped my losses, but I ended up showing a profit of $750. Well, I tried to share my delight with the manager, celebrating my change of fortune and thanking him for the delicious dinner. Well, the look on his face signalled the beginning of the end of a beautiful relationship. After two or more similar visits, I was barred. Well, after a while, I got a bit greedy. It was small reward for a dangerous sort of lifestyle. I sought more and more profit and was soon taking home $1,500 a day. It was then I became a marked man. Now, word travels fast in the casino world. Scores of letters began to drop through the letterbox, terminating my membership of casinos nationwide. Now, in England, you have to be a member of a club to get in. This is a letter from one London club. Dear Mr. O'Brien, it is the decision of the committee that your membership be withdrawn from this club. This is effective immediately, and our reception has been advised accordingly. You will also be refused entry to the premises as a guest of a member.